Welcome, everybody, to the Tech Talk. I am your host. Oh, God, I'm not the host. I am service manager Derek. With me as always is
Bill Sims, Master Tech.
Chris, Master Tech.
I'm not going to address any other changes that may have occurred on the show. I'll let you all decide on that. We are coming at you live on YouTube tonight. The production crew is looking at me a little funny right now. Voice, is there something going on? Welcome to the episode.
No, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Keep going.
Okay. So they're making some changes back there. Just so you know, we've become free. We now have no microphones. We can move and shake.
Which might come in handy as at some point.
So that's a foreshadow for what's coming in the future.
Maybe.
Anyway, welcome back to our weekly edition of Tech Talk. We got some great... Man, the questions and the comments have been good. What you got?
We are first time ever YouTube Live.
YouTube Live, yeah.
So if you're watching or if you would like to check us out on YouTube Live, please like, subscribe, and all
and
that
comment,
good stuff.
Right?
And
they can make their little comments.
Comment questions. We might not hit all of them, but we'll do our best.
We're working through. So speaking of questions and comments, right. Thanks for segueing. And I'm going to put my old man glasses on because I printed this way too small. Our episode on the service departments from Harley-Davidson. Man, I got some response. I know you guys read them and saw them. We're going to kind of lump some of these together because there was some comments about what we talked about on that, and we're going to address a few of them. One of them being that this is just a Harley commercial. Like, well, we do kind of work at a Harley dealer.
We work at a dealership.
Ride
Harley. It's kind of our thing.
Yeah, it's kind of our thing. So that's we speak what we know. No ill will towards anything out there.
Wow. Two wheels is two wheels. Three wheels, great.
Exactly. And along those lines, there was a gentleman that says he's never had a good experience with a Harley dealership, a Harley service department. Every time I let them do work on my bike, has gone back usually for piss poor workmanship and trying to cut corners. I think we talked about that a little bit. Know your tech, know your shop, and more power to you. If you can do it yourself, go for it. Yeah. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. Everybody has their opinions on it.
People are human. Mistakes happen. It's all about if they made it right.
Yeah, exactly. There was someone, even though there was a comment about they're too expensive, they're not dependable anymore, the motor company closed stores are about to fade away. Well, I'm looking around at a really big clothing store right now, and I don't know, we're looking pretty fine right now.
Right.
So the Harley clothing is it's coming out in like gangbusters this season. Again, your own opinion, and just keep in mind, your dealership where you are, they're choosing what to bring in there, so you may want to shop around or ask those departments, those motor clothes managers at your dealership, hey, what else is out there? You might be surprised what all you can actually get.
HarleyDavidson.com.
Yeah, HarleyDavidson.com.
Caliente.com.
When I travel, my wife and I go to every Harley dealership and get a shirt or whatever just to have the back, different backs. She finds stuff. She's like, oh, do you guys have this? I'm like, no, we don't.
You just never know. So shop it around and check it out.
Different clothing.
Somebody touched on they had a Honda and they spent a lot of money to fix it. I mean, yes, these things all come up regardless of the manufacturer. this one, though, I wanted to actually read through because it was pretty good. Unfortunately, this is either a case of three dudes justifying crap service and a crap product. It's like, bam! Or they sincerely don't know about metric brands, the service costs, and base performance that is achieved by the manufacturers. Now, I do take issue with that because I have ridden metrics. I grew up on metrics, sport bikes, and I know what they were. But when I was riding them, you rode them, you destroyed them, and you threw them away if they didn't last long enough to get stolen or vandalized or whatever.
Yeah.
So the longevity of the bike from Harley, I'm able to get parts for it a lot longer, even with the difficulties happening right now.
Right.
But
I have an 03.
And it's still on the road. I have a 99 back there that's getting the motor worked on. So, you know, my CBR from back in 1994, going to be a little tougher to keep on the road because some of those parts aren't available. All I'm saying.
We've all had metrics.
But they're great bikes. They're all great bikes. As long as you're riding.
But
that's the main thing.
We primarily work on and know Harleys.
Right.
That's our focus.
So you'd say we're slightly biased?
We lean that direction.
Just a little biased.
No ill will against others.
Let's do this. You can't pick Harley.
Can't pick Harley.
What is your brand?
Ducati, 100% Italian Harley.
Doodlebug mini bike. I mean, any two wheels is going to put a smile on my face. My favorite bike that the metric that I own was my very first Crotch Rocket YZF 695.
Back to the Yamaha.
I would buy that bike again in a heartbeat. Love it.
Those CB 750s, 650s, 500s. Great bikes.
Great bikes. I'm a 900 Super Sport Ducati all day long. That V-twin with that two-valve head setup on the Desmo setup, the modern ones, I wasn't a bevel drive guy just because before my time. I'm sure they're great, but I was used to the Desmo setup with the belts.
But look at the gold wings. I mean,
yeah. Oh, God.
Any accessory possible, I'm all about that, too.
Man, it's like driving a Lazy Boy.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah. Well, they were
very likable.
I think they had reverse on them as a factory option before we had anything close to that.
Training wheels that would come down, so you didn't have to put
their
your
landing
feet down.
Gear.
A bunch of camping accessories.
So I guess my point is, and I think you guys responded, you had more colorful ways to respond to some of these, but it was basically like, we love motorcycles. That's all there is to it.
Well, you're going
to
get more Harley from us.
Yes.
Because we're in the industry
right.
for Harley. So unfortunately,
or fortunately.
Or fortunately, that's what it is. That's what we're going to lean more towards.
But no knock. And so keep your metric comments coming. Tell us about your bikes. Because honestly, I like hearing about that stuff. I like going out. I rode one of those. What did we ride at the track? The CF Moto.
CF Moto.
The CF Moto adventure bike.
Yep.
That thing was really fun.
That was great.
It was a great bike. Well, and I didn't even know that existed in a two-wheel form because I thought they were all utility vehicles.
I was going to say, for the longest time, they were side-by-sides and four-wheels.
Exactly. So let us know.
Royal Enfield.
Yep.
Those things are cool-looking bikes. So we don't get the opportunity to ride those all the time because mostly what comes through our doors is Harley. So we're very biased to Harley because it's what we know in our world. But we want this to be everything. So if we say anything that you somehow take offense to, that we're attacking your brand, that's not the case. We're talking up Harley because it's what we know, and it's the tech talk we know. And you made a very good point tonight in our pre-production meeting. How this whole thing came to be was we wanted to do what?
Just BS.
Because
you're talking around, this is what we talk about at lunch. This is what we talk about at the bar. And years ago, we said, oh, we should film this. Well, we started filming.
And that's what it is. So we want to answer those questions, but it's just about motorcycling. That's all it is. So please don't take any offense. We wanted to make sure that we covered that because it was a great discussion from that initial question about service departments in general and how we feel about service departments. They are all different. Some try, some don't. Some are good, some are bad. And that's true across the brands. But I will still say this, if you're not happy with your service department where you're at, whether it's a Harley dealership or any other dealership or a mom and pop, whatever, talk to the people in charge, talk to the managers, talk to the technicians, have those discussions. If you then determine they're not worth your time, you move on down the road. Because the best thing or the best way to show them you're not interested in their work is you don't pay them money anymore. You go on somewhere else. Disagree, agree?
Absolutely.
All right, that covers that. We'll get to some of the other questions in the later episodes this month, but we wanted to cover that one because we really did appreciate the feedback, and I didn't want it to go negative, but we like that. We like the discussion about that, and we want to hear if people are upset because things are different everywhere in the world where you are. So tonight's topic, this is going to be an interesting one because this was brought up to me by my shop foreman over here, Chris, and I am just going to present it, and the topic is rallies. Chris,
general rally knowledge or what you believe about rallies. I say that never having been to one. I've gone to as a stretch. The Republic of Texas rally was here a few years.
Rot rally, yeah.
Rot rally. Mm-hmm. I've gone rot rally adjacent. Like we'd go riding in the hill country and we'd stay at the hotel and we'd have a good time and we'd hang out with our friends and ride. Never been to the fairgrounds. I got to tell you, the older I get, the less I want to be around 20,000 of my closest friends on a day when it's 200 degrees. I just don't. So I don't have much experience. Phil said he's been to a couple of rallies.
Been to Daytona Bike Week. But again, we were there for a couple of days, and then we're like, let's jam down to the Keys, and went and hung out in the Keys and rode back to Norfolk, Virginia. I got to do Sturges in 21.
Oh, yeah, you went up there.
It was back when I was working for the motor company, so I got to take the private jet, motorcycles waiting for us. It was an experience.
The normal Sturgis experience.
It's going to be a hard experience to beat. And then in Texas, we have a bunch of shows. We used to have the Giddy Up Texas, which was a great chopper show. Fandango is actually coming up. Mm. I don't know if this is going to broadcast after Fandango or before Fandango, but Texas Fandango is coming up. It's a vintage show.
That's mid or end of April?
Mid-April. It's the same weekend as Motor GP.
All right, this will be out before. Mm-hmm. Okay. This will be out before.
It's a great show. I wouldn't really call it a rally, but if you get a chance, it's out near Fredericksburg. Check that out.
It's the same weekend as MotoGP?
Same weekend as MotoGP.
So you got two reasons to be in town. Because MotoGP at COTA in Austin, awesome.
Circuit of the Americas, for those looking to look it up on the internet.
It's great time. But I've not done Fandango.
Yeah, Fandango.
What's the draw there? What kind of bikes are we seeing? What
so it's mainly vintage bikes.
Cool.
They do circle track racing, drag racing.
Really? Like dirt track stuff?
Dirt track stuff. Mm.
Should we maybe put together a little motorcycle and go up there and...
Oh, man, I'd love to.
You have one we can.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
One of the goals is I would love to just even if it's just running to ride Furiosa up there.
Yeah, well they let us put any. We could put the KZ out there.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh. Yeah.
Speaking of other brands,
yeah, other brands. In a later episode, the voice had a great suggestion that we'll discuss all the other bikes we have and have had, but we've got some still currently in possession that. Amazingly enough, don't say HD on them.
Yep,
I don't know how that happened, but we'll talk about those too.
I think the fun part of rally, I imagine, would be in a lot of entertaining characters.
I'm sure.
Seeing what people are doing out there in the world as far as customizing, or even if you're not going crazy, putting pizza cutters on the front and whatever.
Yeah,
seeing the new stuff.
Seeing the trends.
It's seeing the vendors.
I've been to one, I don't know if it's a rally or if it's just a run, whatever it is, but the Oyster Run at Anacortes up in Washington. I did that one years ago and got there, and my bike, my Ducati, had a clutch issue. And this is what my fear of always was going to a rally, because at that time I was just a person riding, I was a young kid riding, and my bike had a problem. And we found somebody that knew mechanicals. And so he spent most of the day, thankfully, couldn't tell you the guy's name, don't remember, super helpful, helping me get my clutch and my the slave cylinder on it fixed because I had a problem, stripped some bolts out. We got it all corrected. But he spent hours with me up there trying to get this bike working in the little like alleyway. And that's what I'm always fearful. If we go to a rally, I don't want to tell anybody what I do. Because, man, all you're going to be doing is diagnosing and fixing and trying to get things going.
That's what bikers do.
A bunch of different rallies.
I know, but you guys are nice, and I'm not. So that's the difference.
But at the rally, there's a bunch of people out there that will fix bikes.
Well, that's good.
They have little pop-up tents. I mean, Harley is at Daytona and Surges. You take your bike there.
No,
I mean,
do they actually work on them there when you're
absolutely.
Doing that? Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
They actually get technicians from all around, mostly the United States, to come up there for 2 weeks
asked.
And
yeah.
just got
another idea. But yeah, I mean, yeah, they go, they hit up.
Time off.
I've just heard the horror stories of you get up there and you know you got a problem and there's like
they can't get parts. You got 3 days to get.
Get looked at, yeah. So, but you know, I've never been, so I can't speak on that. So, if you've got rally experience, we'd love to hear your stories on that to either woo us into rally life or back me up and keep me away. I've heard like Sturgis go before to enjoy the vendors and do the rides.
The week before, the week after.
Yeah, exactly. I don't
know
if that's true.
No desire to go ride.
I like the ride, and that's what we do is the ride part. But all the other craziness, you know, maybe when I was younger, but yeah.
I think I want to go to like Buffalo Chip and just stay there the whole week.
Like if I could just stay there.
Well, sir, set it up, man. Just, you know, get you a little RV. We got too much work. Can't do that right now.
I'd say the one rally that I've been to was called the Roadie Festival.
Okay.
And it was on the coast of Oregon.
Okay.
And it was by far one of the most bizarre experiences that I've ever had.
Well, you were in Oregon.
It was in Oregon.
So a lot of weird stuff goes on.
When we went down there as the dealership,
mm-hmm.
And we were there as for the event, and we like roll into like the last inn, not even like hotel, like motel inn that you could get a house at or a spot at, and it was literally we rolled in. Kirsten's in the back. She has a bright orange helmet, like you know, safety orange, and it's nothing but it's like three stories of 1%ers.
Oh, so you fit right in.
Yeah, right in. We don't stick out at all. But we roll in, and they're like poking fun at us.
Uh-huh.
Because we look like, you know, wild hogs rolling in. And one of the guys goes, he sees how young I am, because at the time I was at like 23, 24 or something. I'm on a Road Glide Ultra. He goes, how'd you, you know, afford that? And he's like, oh, I'm actually the used bike manager for Latest Motors.
Oh, now you're everybody's best friend.
I was absolutely 100%.
Stop being funny.
Some guy, literally at 2 a.m. during one of the nights, some guy cut in front of me at the 7-Eleven, and they drug him outside. I was everybody's best friend at that point. So
that's it. It's networking.
It was weird. It was the oddest experience I've ever had.
So I don't have a lot of rally experience. Other than those little things, and that wasn't really my thing. I was riding all the time.
Send us your experiences, what you like about them, what you don't like about them. Yeah. I don't know if we can get pictures or not.
I still wait to get the pictures. Comments. I don't know if YouTube will do that. Production crew, how do we get photos and videos and stuff?
On the comments?
Email? You can email? Where's our email? Is it on YouTube?
Yeah, you could email us at info@CalienteHarley.
That's all one word, CalienteHarley.com.
Yep.
All one word, no hyphen. Speaking of things you find on the YouTube, we now have our merch pushed through Teespring. So you'll find that as a link on there if you want to get some really cool stuff. I got one of the mouse pads. It was really nice. So get your stuff. Get your tech, get your logo.
Get your stickers. You know.
Yeah, get your stuff. We appreciate that. We love it being sent out.
Get your swag.
And if you do get it and you come in here, I'll bring you on a little camera and we'll show it off. Yeah. I think that'd be cool, man. So, we talked about what we know about rallies, which in my opinion is
very little.
So, and we discussed our little hot topic of upset service department stuff, but, you know, little discussions, but we've had a lot of conversations we want to talk about with you guys. We're going to continue this weekly. I think we've been getting a good response on that. You guys seem to be watching and commenting a little more. We like that a lot. We're going to keep the YouTube live going because we want those interactions live as well. And we will see you next week.